He wanted to be here. He made it clear that he had to be here, and Sam Bradford is here, a two-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome you into the studio, insider Dave Spadaro, along with quarterback Sam Bradford. Congratulations
on
the deal. All of the business side is done. You can just enjoy the offseason now, right? I mean,
yeah,
this is a great
feeling.
Exactly.
It is a great feeling. You know, it's obviously something that, you know, I wanted to happen. I wanted to be back in Philadelphia. You know, when I got that phone call a couple of days ago, I couldn't have been more excited. You know, and it was just such a big relief, you know, to just kind of have that weight lifted off my shoulders to know that I was going to be back here, you know, and to continue to build on, you know, the positives that we were able to accomplish last year.
Sam, did you get involved in the negotiations at all?
No, that is why I have an agent.
Right.
You know, I kind of let him do his job. You know, obviously, you know, if I thought I could represent myself, I would, but I can't. And so
I always wonder about that because it is kind of a, you know, from the outside, we're looking at it and saying, hey, that's pretty cool. I mean, why don't you just sign it for this or that?
Right.
No player, you didn't ever, even your rookie contract, know, hey, what's going on kind of stuff?
I mean, obviously, he keeps me informed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I made it very clear that Philadelphia is where I wanted to be, and that's where I wanted him, you know, to get a deal done, and I'm just happy that it happened.
Take me back to the bus ride after the season finale. We beat the Giants. You're riding back to Philadelphia. Do you recall having any particular thoughts on that bus ride? Like, I want to be back. Hey, this is a great group of guys around me.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, that game was a lot of fun for me. Yeah, obviously, you know, losing Chip, you know, that was tough. You know, I had a great relationship with him, but then I also had a great relationship with Pat. And for him to be a head coach, you know, or an interim head coach that game, you know, and to lead us to a victory and to play for him, that was pretty cool. You know, that bus ride back, you know, it was special. Just hanging out with some of the guys, you know, realizing how many good friends I had on this team, the relationships that I had built in a year, you know, I really enjoyed that. And that's part of the reason that I wanted to come back here.
And many of them, Zach and Jordan and Malcolm and Connor, and spoke up and said, hey, we want Sam Bradford back. What did that mean to you?
That means the world. You know, to know that your teammates have your back, to know that, you know, they support you and they want you to be a part of this with them, you know, you couldn't ask for anything more. And, you know, just to have those guys be vocal and to step up and say something for me, it means a lot.
Sam, you played 14 starts in 2015, first time in a long time that you've really gone through a full season. How do you feel mentally and physically coming off the full season?
You know, I feel good. You know, obviously, you know, I took some time at the end of the year just to kind of decompress, to kind of get away. You know, I went home, just got around friends, played some golf. The weather's been pretty good back home, and so it was nice. But then, you know, I think you realize that after a couple weeks, you get bored, and you're ready to go again. And, you know, so I've already started working out, started training. You know, it's been really nice not having to rehab, not having to overcome the injuries, you know, to be able to focus on my training and to get my body where it needs to be. You know, it's been much better than having to rehab like the past few years.
So explain that to fans, because I'm not sure they understand the difference. When you are coming off an injury, what kind of things are you doing versus what you've been doing now?
You know, when you're coming off an injury, it's more of a rehab program. You know, it's hard to truly do the things that you want to do. You know, especially with a knee injury, it's hard to lift heavy with your lower body. You know, and for me, that's important to put strength and to put weight on. You know, but then also I think mentally, you know, and it's something that I didn't realize until I had gone through it. But, you know, when you don't get a break, you know, when you're at the facility for, you know, a straight year, straight 2 years, you know, you need that time away to just kind of get away from it and say, hey, I'm going to put everything aside, just concentrate on me, just kind of get my mind, get my body right. You know, I think that's been the nicest thing about the offseason.
It's been 12 months since the trade. Have you taken time to put the calendar year in perspective and all the, I mean, I got to tell you, a crazy year in perspective.
Yeah. You know, now that you say that, it has been a crazy year. I didn't realize that it was, you know, almost close to a year to date. But, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, I think the last year has been awesome. You know, it's been a blast, obviously. You know, I wish we would have had more success on the field last year. You know, that's something that we're aiming to do this year. But, you know, my overall experience in Philadelphia has been awesome.
Sam, was there a point last year where you really felt you just let it rip?
Yeah, I think probably towards the end of the year, you know, it seems like after I came back from the injury, you know, I got comfortable, you know, I felt that I was playing the way that, you know, I was capable of playing. You know, I think probably those last, you know, 3 or 4 games, you know, I just felt pretty solid.
this scheme is different than what Chip ran. Again, the fans not quite sure, tuned in X's and O's. What is, just in layman's terms, what kind of skill set challenge is that for you?
You know, it's tough. You know, like I talked about, you know, in the press conference, I think stability is the key to success in any organization. You know, I think the more reps you have at something, the better you are. You know, not only are the play, you know, the plays are similar. You know, everyone runs variations of the same plays, but the language is different. And that's what's tough, because now not only myself, but everyone else on the offense has to come in, and you have to learn a new language, and we have to learn to communicate with each other in that language. And, you know, I think that takes some time. You know, I think obviously the more that we can be around each other, the more we can do together, the more that, you know, it will happen quicker. But, you know, it takes time when you have to go through that.
You're the seventh player the Eagles have signed in this offseason from the current roster. A little bit of continuity here. That's going back to stability. That's got to mean a lot to you as well.
Yeah. You know, I think obviously, you know, they've done a great job just targeting guys that they want to build around. You know, like I said earlier, I think we have a great group of guys in that locker room.
Great, Sam. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
See you in, in April here. The off-season conditioning program starts soon. Sam Bradford, 2-year contract. Happy guy. We're all happy. Sam Bradford, an Eagle. And we thank you for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.